Good morning. For your consideration this morning, Femi OK and Todd Zwillick. We're Oscar seat fillers, aren't we, really?
A little bit sleepier than usual because I did stay up till about 10:30 to watch.
Oh, I stayed up and watched the whole of the Oscars. We're sitting in here for Celeste Headlee and John Hockenberry, and we're looking at the Oscars from last night.
And the Oscar goes to... The King's Speech, Ian Canning, Emile Sherman, and Derek Unwin producers.
Best Picture, Best Director, Best Actor Who Threatened to Do a Happy Dance, Best Original Screenplay all went to The King's Speech at the 83rd Academy Awards ceremony last night. Joining us is co-host of the Takeaway Movie Date podcast, Kristen Meinzer. Kristen.
Good morning.
How was it for you?
It was a little bit boring. Unfortunately, I always go into the Oscars with the best attitude possible, and I always want some magic, and this year it kind of fell flat.
So tell us about what was the most searched word, phrase, person from the Oscars on Google this morning.
Oh, that's always fun to check out the day after the Oscars to see what's been looked at. And this morning it was Randy Newman, who's been nominated about 20 times and won his second time last night, and then Luke Matheny.
Finally, my mother, who did craft services for the film. My dad, the great state of Delaware, and last but not least, my brilliant composer and the love of my life, Sacha Gordon. You're my dream come true.
Oh, I just love that.
This is the fellow looking like a cross sort of between Napoleon Dynamite, Malcolm Gladwell, right?
Yes. Yeah. And we were so lucky. We got to have him on the show last week. It's his first nomination. It's a film he made as his graduate film for film school, and he was just so sweet. And I talked to him on the phone before he was on the show, and he was actually saying in advance to me that he was going to thank his mom if he won, because Craft Services, which is movie talk for catering, she didn't just go out and buy food. She made all the food by hand herself for the cast and crew, which I thought was very sweet.
It's not really about the hosts, it's really about the movies, but you can't miss the two hosts from last night. Everybody's got a view of them. How do you think they did?
Not so great, but I also think they were miscast. I really think you need to stick with stand-up comedians or singer, dancer, big kind of Hugh Jackman sort of all-around showman, but I don't think either of these two are that, and you need somebody who can really roll with the punches, who's good at improv, who can really embrace it all and not be skeptical or questioning of what the thing is, which is silliness.
Highlight for me, some of the speeches really stood out. Which one was your favorite?
Well, I really, I loved Melissa Leo's F-bomb.
When I watched Kate 2 years ago, it looked so
I thought it was great because it started off as, oh gosh, golly. And she could have been reading a script from, you know, Sesame Street. And then suddenly it turns into the F-bomb. And she's so excited. She's so thrilled to be there. And it's great to see someone who's so excited to win. Even though she was favored to win, she was so overjoyed. And that was great to see.
There was a moment from this year's Oscars where you think, okay, that moment will be memorable in 5 years' time, 10 years' time. What would that be?
You know, I think for a lot of people, it was Sidler's speech. He won for the screenplay for The King's Speech.
And I accept this on behalf of all the stutterers throughout the world. We have a voice. We have been heard. Thanks to you, the Academy.
So you were tweeting yesterday.
Yes.
And the Academy opened itself out. It was online. It was very interactive. Trying to appeal to a younger demographic. How do you think that worked out?
I don't think it worked so well at all. I think that the writing of the show was still very traditional, and I think that the show still stuck with the winners that you would expect, the older films such as The King's Speech, and they were trying to hit a younger demographic. They just weren't doing it very well. The younger people didn't seem very comfortable with it. When the older people hit the stage, the audiences seemed to go nuts, like when Kirk Douglas was on stage, which I found incredibly awkward and uncomfortable, but the audience gave him a standing ovation, and people seemed to love that this morning.
All right, well, it takes a little bit of practice for the oldies to start to reach the young people. They're not going to do it in just a year. So that's the Oscars. So, Kristen, before you go, remember last week we asked listeners about what movies they thought should get Razzies. Razzies are the awards for worst movies. Here's what one of them said.
This is Miss Carolyn calling from Stillwater, Oklahoma, and my husband and I agree that the worst movie of 2010 had to be in the Twilight series, the one called New Moon.
Now, New Moon came out in 2009, but she says that it was so bad that she couldn't stand to watch Eclipse, which came out in 2010. We have a winner, though, Kristen. Listen to this, The Last Airbender.
You are the only one who can control all the elements and bring peace to our world.
I will stop them.
You may already be too late.
Kristen Meinzer, did you see The Last Airbender?
I did not.
You missed that. Now, do you remember what movie I said deserved the Razzie? I think I said the last 20 minutes of True Grit deserved it. You ridiculed me on the air, Kristen Meinzer. How many Oscars did True Grit win?
You know, let's not talk about that right now, Todd.
I think the answer is zero.
Ugh,
all
so
right.
Sad.
Thank you, Kristen Meinzer. As always, on Movie Date with Rafer Guzman, our podcast is available on thetakeaway.org. Kristen, thank you so much. Better luck next year.
Thank you.
All right. Also on thetakeaway.org, we have a lot of listeners talking about the news from Wisconsin, where demonstrations have entered their third week. Dark Horse Ski posts to our website this. As the Dems have so famously said, voting has consequences. Now we see people griping about a politician who is fulfilling his campaign statements. I've worked in government, and my dad taught for 34 years, and my wife taught for 17. Government workers make very good wages and have outrageously good benefits. But Mike from Miami begs to differ. He posts this. I worked so far 11 years for the school system as a public employee. When originally hired, our pay was 20% less than the private sector. That was okay because of benefits and job security. But over the last 11 years, all the benefits were transferred to be paid by the employee. I also took a $6,000 pay cut to keep my job. Those are some of your takes, and we want to hear more as we cover Wisconsin. Go on the website, thetakeaway.org, and you can always call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.